With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
Will Rogers once said, the quickest way to double your money is just fold it over and put it back in your pocket. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And business, we talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information that you won't want to miss. It's a live show. You can call us at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. And this week, we'll be joined by guests Leslie Kahn, trustee Michelle Bromberg, and Wendy Cancel, along with a new Playmaker Spotlight. And I'll be sharing tips on managing your sales team. It's a live show. Would love to hear what you have to say. You can call us at 312-642-5600. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. Tell them we sent you from Get Down to Business, 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@TandemHR.com. And now, thrilled to be joined in studio by Leslie Kahn, a massage therapist, ergonomic consultant, and infant massage instructor. I think I got that right. Leslie, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, Leslie. So tell us what an ergonomic consultant does.
Well, I look at people's position and the relationship between their body and their working environment, their workstations.
So right now, while we're sitting here in studio, actually, I'm standing, you're sitting. So many of our listeners have many different positions that they sit at a desk, or I know standing desks are becoming popular these days. What is the perfect recipe? What's the perfect formula for being productive at the office, avoiding workplace injuries?
Well, they're now calling sitting the new smoking. This seems to be the new line. So apparently, sitting is just as well. Obviously, it's not going to be as bad as smoking, but you are 54% more likely to die of a heart attack if you spend many hours sitting. And there's ways to sit. There are better ways to sit. I think most of us know that we were hunter-gatherers for tens of thousands of years, and we were not designed to be sitting at desks for 14 hours a day, 7 days a week.
14 hours? I work 20 hours a day. Oh, who are you a slacker or something? I'm just kidding. So really, standing all day longer, is there a certain formula for standing, sitting, rotating?
Well, moving. Indeed. Now they're doing all these studies. Everybody loves to do studies. The latest study is you should never sit. You should be moving constantly.
Well, I actually experimented with a Apple Watch this past week. I will mention that I did return it. That's for another segment on this show sometime. But the watch reminded me every hour, stand up.
Yes.
And I guess there's something behind that, isn't there?
Well, it's actually every 30 minutes is the recommended amount of time that you should, every 30 minutes, you should stand up if you're sitting.
Wow.
And there are apps. The good thing about the technology is that there are things to remind us to do these kind of things. So there are several apps out there that you can put on your computer.
Any that you can recommend, Leslie?
There's one called Work Rave, something called Big Stretch Reminder, PC Work Break, and EVO. Seem to be four good apps that will remind you that you need to get up and walk around.
Very interesting. So you're an ergonomic consultant. So you are helping people work better, work healthier. Because even when you're working at the office, or I personally don't sit very often at the office, but I guess there's ways that you can be more fit and more healthy, which is great. But let's talk about your other hat that you wear. You're both a massage therapist and an infant massage instructor. What does that mean?
Massage. I go to people's homes and to businesses, and I help people in the corporate world reduce their stress by giving them chair massages. There's all this research these days that substantiates the claim that a 15 minute massage can reduce neck and back tension, and people are more productive even with a 15 minute massage once a week.
Is that common that a company will work with somebody like you or another massage therapist and bringing somebody in to help perhaps reduce the stress in the office by providing those sort of services?
They used to do it more often. It's a hard sell these days. And it seems like such a no-brainer that if you provide relaxation, you reduce stress, your people are going to be more productive, they're going to be more loyal, they're going to feel that you care about them as an employee. And it really is a good business paradigm to provide massage and stress relief.
So that leads us to the overwhelming theme over here. Do you think companies are not doing a good job in creating is it all just work these days? And do you think that the setup of offices as well as the culture of offices are not the way they should be if it was the perfect Leslie's world?
I think that's true. I have many clients that will tell me that their employer will not buy them a good chair, an ergonomic chair. And really, they're doing their company a disservice by depriving their people of an ergonomic chair, because they are going to be much more productive. They're going to have fewer back aches, neck aches, repetitive motion injuries. There are going to be fewer days that they are out sick with these problems.
And are you seeing that actually with your clients, with your customers, that you might be visiting them either at home or at the workplace, that after a massage, they're more fresh perhaps?
Oh, absolutely. People are much more mentally, they're much sharper after a massage, even 15 minutes. I think there's a misconception that people think that they're going to be really tired. They're going to need to have a two-hour nap after a massage. This is not the case at all. You may feel a little tired for a few minutes, but then, you know, within a couple of minutes, you feel really energized. You're relaxed. You've gotten rid of a lot of the tension, a lot of the stress. You're much more productive. There's a lot of research to substantiate this.
We're talking with Leslie Kahn, a massage therapist, infant massage instructor, and ergonomic consultant. Leslie, you're a massage therapist on wheels, aren't you?
I am.
So what areas do you typically service?
I service the north side of Chicago and some of the suburbs, Evanston, Lincolnwood, Skokie, Highland Park, and...
Well, it sounds difficult for our customers. Are you saying that they have to have a massage table, equipment in their house, or are you actually taking care of that for them?
No, I bring everything to them.
Wow.
All they have to do is lie down on the table.
You make it really convenient. You don't even need to leave the office or leave home.
Indeed, absolutely. I bring sheets. I bring music. It's really I make it easy for people to be able to relax.
Leslie, I have about a 2-minute commercial break. Do you think we could squeeze one in? No, I'm just kidding. You probably didn't bring your equipment up here into the studio, but I think George, I see a look of envy. He's jealous. We'll stop by and visit him later. Very, very interesting. Great advice. Have you seen any equipment, any office chairs that you would recommend that you think work well?
You need a chair that you can adjust the height. You need to be able to adjust the width of the seat. You need to be able to adjust the back so that you can move it. Offhand, I don't know of any.
Well, we'll
brands,
share your contact information so people can learn more. You are a consultant, after all. You've got a lot of great information to share. There's no question that office places can be more, certainly more healthy, more productive if the right decisions are made about desks and chairs. And again, I'm standing here for a reason right now. I do this every single week, and I feel alive, and I'm able to move, and you hear the energy in my voice. So there's a lot that workers and employers should be doing differently. Leslie, we are running out of time, but if our listeners want to contact you to learn more about both how to work healthier at an office, as well as to learn more about your massage therapy services, how can people get a hold of you?
I have a Facebook page that I put up a lot of information. So many of the things that we talked about and much more, you can find on my Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/needalaugh. That's KNEADALAUGH. And you can contact me at 773-407-2702 or at info@needalaugh.com. That's KNEADALAUGH.com.
Needalaugh.com. Leslie Kahn, thanks for joining us here in studio. Lots of great advice, and I encourage our listeners to get a hold of you to continue the conversation, and we'll be sure to have you back on real soon. After the break, we are going to check in with executive business coach and Vistage Chair Dick Smith. He has a lot of great information for business owners. And to all of our dads out there, happy Father's Day. Joined here in studio by my father-in-law, Leo, happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. He's waving. And my father, Moshe, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic on the inbound side of the Edens. Devon at the junction is now stop and go. Right to the junction 2422 on the outbound side, slow junction to Peterson. Inbound Kennedy River Road toll to Canfield is still stop and go. Then junction into Pulaski, you're going to be tapping the brakes periodically. O'Hare to downtown 24, in from the junction is 12. Outbound Addison to the junction is slow. Once you're at the junction, it's stop and go out to Sayre. Downtown to the junction is 12 in the local lanes, 14 in the express. Out to the airport is 29. Eisenhower inbound, Mannheim to Harlem is slow. You're going to be 33 in from Thorndale, 20 in from Mannheim. On the reverse, you're going to be 24 out to Mannheim, 37 out to Thorndale, with slowdowns located outbound between Independence and First. Currently 82 degrees under mostly cloudy skies in Chicago. Possibility of rain a little bit later tonight. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Brian Williams breaks his silence. He made his first comment since being suspended.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
He's just some white dude reading a teleprompter. You manufactured stories where you turned out to be the hero.
I wanted him to be contrite. I wanted him to be apologetic.
I want to see him beaten about the head and neck area. He is a self-reverential gas bag.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-706-5567. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-706-5567. 1-800-706-5567.
It's time for the Playmaker Spotlight with executive coach and Vistage chair, Dick Smith.
Well, welcome to the Playmaker Spotlight, the part of the Get Down to Business show where we speak to CEOs and business owners who share their success stories and best practices with you. I am your host, Dick Smith. I'm the CEO business coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International. And I'm very thrilled to have with us as our guests, plural tonight, Leroy Hagenbaugh and his lovely daughter, Danette Swank. Leroy is the co-founder and chief engineer of their company, and Danette is the president. The company is called Philippi Hagenbaugh.
Correct.
Get that right, finally?
Yes, you did.
I practiced it a couple times. But anyway, welcome to the show, you guys.
Thank you.
Glad to have you.
Glad to be here.
Love these family businesses. So real quick, I talked to Leroy in advance, and Leroy and I had a discussion about how the company started. And from the website, I think I pulled a few things off. So let me see if I can nail that, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. You founded, Leroy, the company with your father-in-law in the basement of your home. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. And your goal was to a goal of building equipment for off-highway haul trucks. And the first product was an invention of Phil's that was an AutoGate tailgate, right?
Correct. He had worked for many companies, most recently for a company that's now Komatsu, and then his final company was Caterpillar. And in both cases, they had off-highway trucks, and he saw a need for tailgates but couldn't get them interested in doing it. So I got out of the Army. He retired from Caterpillar at mandatory retirement, and we started the company.
Cool. And in however many years it's been since 1969, what's that number? I'm trying to do the math in my head. It's a long time. You've come up
about 46.
46. You're approaching 50th anniversary. So you've come up with more than 89 patents, I understand?
Various products, yes, all related primarily to the off-road industry, the off-highway truck industry.
Gotcha. And your daughter, Danette, sitting next to you here. Danette is now the president since 2013. How long have you been with the company?
19 years.
19 years, and president since 2013. And you guys operate worldwide, I understand, with partners all over the globe. Is that right?
We do things in South America, Australia, done a little bit in Europe, yes.
Mm-hmm. So manufacturing custom equipment for construction, mining, quarries, landfills, power plants, steel mills, oil refineries, and did I read this right, building ice roads?
Yes. Equipment for putting down water and in the northern climes and building an ice road.
Wow.
Spraying the water out, and you have to be careful it doesn't freeze in the tank.
And you guys are the global leader, I understand, in off-highway haul truck customization and their auto tailgates. Is
yes.
that correct? Okay. And you also deal with waste and refuse, and you help landfills transfer things to recycling centers and haul and manage toxic and low-level radioactive waste even?
We do.
Yes, we have customers who are handling low-level radioactive waste. If you go into their operation, you have to go through a clean room, and it's quite quite an event.
And you're also dealing a lot with power plants and refineries, I understand, and transporting their byproducts safely and efficiently, yes?
Really, wherever off-highway trucks are used. You know, the off-highway truck industry is one that people really never see these trucks run.
Mm-hmm.
Because unless you go to a quarry or something like that, you may see some smaller ones run. Mm-hmm. But the larger ones... There's really none running in Illinois.
Wow. Okay. Now, how did you get in the business? Originally, going back, Leroy, educational background, for example. What was your degree in?
Well, the educational background started on a farm and building things from there, and got a degree in agricultural engineering, which is rather interesting. It includes mechanical, architectural, civil. Electrical.
Oh, so it covers more bases than the average engineering degree.
Absolutely. It's probably one of the most phenomenal programs in terms of a broad engineering background.
And you must be so proud now that you've got your daughter at the helm helping you to run the business, yeah?
Absolutely. She's doing a very, very good job.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about what your role is today. Does Dad stay out of the way, by the way, or can we talk privately about that?
Dad is there to help. So he is a very good advisor, and obviously with the years of experience he has,
sure.
he helps out in many areas still.
Yeah. Well, all kidding aside, it's great to have a mentor like your father that you can aspire to his values and those of the company that over 40-some-odd years you've continued to follow.
So most definitely.
So, Leroy, it's clear you're a big-picture thinker and thinking out of the box to solve problems, create opportunities, and increase revenues. Would you say that's been one of your major key successes?
your big picture thinking?
Well, looking at a situation and saying, okay, how can we do a better job at this? Mm-hmm. And always looking for the better way. And that's what's led to many of the patents we have, looking for the better way and finding it.
So you're looking at the client's problem and then bringing a solution together in an engineering kind of a way.
Right. We had one client recently who said, look, I want to lift these bodies, just to be put it in perspective, Dick, they weigh, some of them weigh over 50 tons empty. Yeah.
I've seen photographs of them with the huge rocks from quarries and the size of a house practically. Right?
Well, not quite, but just about. Anyway, he said, look, we really want to lift this body a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know how, but as we started to produce the product and so forth, we had to come up with a solution. And we came up with a solution that then we turned into a patent.
Great. Well, I wanted to mention that you're listening to the Get Down to Business radio show. In case you missed the introduction, we're talking to a father and daughter, Leroy Hagenbaugh and Danette Swank, Philippi Hagenbaugh. And I wanted to direct this question to Danette. What's your big picture for the future of the company? I mean, Dad is turning the reins over to you eventually.
Sure.
And you're going to be leading. So where are you going 5 to 10 years from now with this thing?
Where I would say for the 5 to 10 year is we're looking at how we can develop our niche further into different industries that we already serve. You know, our foundation is very strong in innovation and helping to solve the client problems. And that's a driving force going forward.
Mm-hmm. So another question, how many people do you actually employ at the firm?
35 to 40.
Mm-hmm. And what part does their roles, how do they play their part in your success? How important are those people?
Oh, extremely important. Our associates are one of our most valuable assets. We wear a lot of different hats. You know, being that size and serving the mass market that we do as far as globally, we definitely have to draw on strengths from everyone. So we have everything from, you know, the admin side to sales, marketing, engineering, and then the production side. So I can't stress how valuable they are to me.
Would you say that there's been a set of values that have endeared over the 46 some odd years that you've learned in your time with the company has made an impact?
One of the things that I really like about our company is because of the size, we're able to really get to know people as a person,
yeah,
in addition to a coworker and an employees. Yeah. And that is just very valuable to me. I mean, I like the family atmosphere that we try to have, really look out for each other outside of business and in business.
Mm-hmm. Do I understand your husband even works for the...
He does.
Good for you. So it is a real family business. And
my mom is there, too.
Oh, your mom, too.
She sure is.
What does mom do?
Mom
keeps
works
dad
on the...
Keeps dad in line, right?
You know, probably so. There's some of that. Her focus is on the admin side, and she works with our financial department.
Gotcha. Leroy, can you tell us what part has and does change brought on by technology and other forces play in your industry and how you guys manage that today?
Well, change, yeah, at one time, you know, truck bodies were just designed on paper. Now they're designed in CAD, 3D computer-aided design, which allows us to be more finite and also has allowed us to create a better product. And the instant communications, what the Internet has done over the last 10, 15 years. I mean, I can talk to Australia anytime, get an email off to them, or they can send me an email and it's going to be there. And then moving on to, we're now getting into 3D printing.
Really?
So that we can basically create models of our product.
Wow.
I mean, when you're talking a truck body that's 30 foot wide, it's a little hard to show that to a prospective customer.
Yeah.
So if we can produce a model of that and put it on a model of that truck chassis, we can really show them what they're going to get.
I can't believe we're almost out of time. I have so many more questions for you guys. But first of all, I wanted to thank you both. Leroy Hagenbaugh and Danette Swank, and you have a wonderful family business in its second generation. Perhaps it'll even move into a third at some point. Yeah.
That is our hope, yes.
There you go.
We're positioned to do that.
It's, in a sense, it's third generation because it started
with... Yeah, it was your father-in-law, right? So you're really a third generation.
Yep.
Good for you. Well, I hope it goes on to a fourth, fifth, and many others beyond that. and your legacy continues. Well, thanks again, Leroy and Danette. I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in. This has been the Playmaker Spotlight with your host, Dick Smith, the CEO and business coach and award-winning Vistage Chair. Now, your website is www.philsystems, that's philsystems.com for more information about your firm. Well, thanks again for joining us. Now, stay tuned for more Get Down to Business with my friend, Shalom Klein.
Hey, Dave, did you hear about that story?
What story? Was it on Facebook?
No. Come on, everybody's talking about it. I can't believe you don't know what I'm talking about.
Was it on TV? Twitter? Where did you hear about it?
It was on AM 560, The Answer. I heard it on the radio.
Hear about it before everyone else.
AM radio.
Hear about it on AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissandra. Allegheny County, New York, now the focus of the manhunt for two escaped murderers. Men matching the description of David Sweat and Richard Matt spotted near railroad tracks.
There's reason to believe that these two fugitives could very well be in the Friendship, New York area. The accomplice, Joyce Mitchell, reportedly told authorities that the two fugitives had plans to travel by car 7 hours to an undisclosed location after the breakout. That would put them in the vicinity of Friendship, New York.
Fox's David Lee Miller. Services held today at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston just days after a deadly shooting.
If we are people of faith, we will join hands and begin to work together, yes, to forge a new partnership.
Yes. Acting Pastor Norvell Goff, Fox News. We report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman taking a look at traffic right now. Inbound Eden, stop and go Devon to the junction. 24 Lake Cook to the junction. 20 on the outbound side. Slowing up junction to Elston. Inbound Spur still stop and go from Waukegan Road. Inbound Kennedy River Road toll to Canfield to stop and go. Then slow junction to Pulaski. O'Hare to downtown 24. In from the junction is 12. On the outbound side, Addison to the junction is slow. Stop and go junction out to Sayre. Downtown to the junction is 12, 14 in the express lanes. Out to the airport is 29 minutes. Eisenhower inbound, Mannheim to Harlem is slow. Thorndale to the post office, 3320. In from Mannheim on the outbound side, Independence to First is slow. Old post office to Mannheim is 24. Out to Thorndale is 37. It is currently 82 degrees under partly cloudy skies here in Chicago. Possibility of rain moving in around 9 p.m. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-511-7959. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-511-7959. That's 1-800-511-7959.
Back on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and joined by Skokie trustee Michelle Bromberg. Once again, from the Village of Skokie, and there's so much that I can say and rave about the Village of Skokie, but trustee, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about the Skokie Health Department.
Thank you, Shalom, for inviting me to be on your show today. The Skokie Health Department is located in the basement of Village Hall in a newly remodeled space that we're very proud of. It is only one of 8 state-certified municipal health departments in Illinois, and it provides a wide range of services for Skokie residents.
So if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about the services that are offered by the health department.
Well, there's numerous divisions, and I'm just going to share a few of them with you. The Animal Control Division provides a variety of services. The staff are responsible for the enforcement of the village animal ordinances. They service domestic animal control, wildlife control, and animal adoption information. Just wanted to share with you a very quick story on wildlife control. Quite a few years ago when I had 4 small children and we had a little wading pool, we came up in the morning and there was a big bird taking a nice bath in our little wading pool.
And that bird was unwelcome? Not an invited visitor?
Not an invited visitor. We love wildlife, but not an invited visitor at that time, especially with small children. So I quickly got on the phone to the health department, and within a very short time, someone came out, removed the bird, took the bird to the proper place where it could be rehabbed, and everybody was healthy and safe and had a great afternoon.
Fantastic. Tell us a little bit about what else the health department does.
The Environmental Health Division includes inspections of local restaurants, retail food establishments, nursing homes, daycare centers, they respond to complaints of conditions related to public nuisance or health hazards, and also provides carbon monoxide testing, water testing for Skokie residents.
Fantastic. Interesting. What about clinics? Does the village have any clinics?
Yes, numerous clinics. Appointments are needed. There's small fees for some of them. Looking at the week ahead, there's a TB testing clinic, vaccine clinics for adults and for children. There's going to be a lipid profile screening, blood pressure screenings, something that I find very helpful. A lot of people have asked me about. There's a car seat program, a short-term loan for car seats. Quite
wow.
A few seniors in the village have family visiting. They don't have car seats, or they do have car seats, but they are not regulation car seats. They're 10 or 15 years old, and there's new technology for car seats now. So you can go to the Village of Skokie, give a small, there's a small fee, but you get that refunded back to you once you return the car seat.
And beyond car seats, I think in my recent visit, you mentioned the newly renovated space in Village Hall. I think there's canes and walkers and wheelchairs and all sorts of stuff for the elderly as well, which is pretty impressive.
Yes, yes. The lending closet has been a big help to many citizens. People have stopped me and say, I have someone who needs a wheelchair. I don't know if we need one for this short walk or this longer walk, or how should I handle this? And I send them over to the health department, and they're able to give a small deposit and use the crutches or the walker.
When we were talking during the break, you were boasting with pride about the Medical Reserve Corps. Can you tell us about that amazing group of volunteers?
Yes, this group of volunteers is just amazing. They take time out of their professional lives to enhance emergency preparedness and response capabilities within the village. Many of the volunteers are physicians, nurses, pharmacists, dentists, veterinarians, epidemiologists. Also, their community members. That could be teachers, office workers, car mechanics, whoever. And they will fill key support positions if there is an emergency within the village of Skokie.
I recall recently there was a time, I think there was one of the epidemics that were going around, one of the, I don't know if it was the flu vaccine or...
Yes, the H1N1 flu.
Amazing. And the Medical Reserve Corps, what sort of things did they do to help out?
Oh, they were able to take information from patients, line them up, the traffic flow in and out of the clinic. Take their names.
Amazing.
Things like
Fantastic.
That. Support services.
Sounds like Skokie is a great place to live. How long have you lived in Skokie?
Oh, over 20 years now.
Amazing. Very, very cool. So how can people contact the Village of Skokie, the health department, if they want to discuss why the community is a great place to live, work, and play?
The best way is really through the website, skokie.org. They could leave comments on the website and communicate with all the departments. Or they could call the health department directly, 847-933-8252. Or they could call the main number and be routed to any department if they don't want just the health department. They want another area or speak to someone.
We didn't even have a chance to discuss the fantastic business environment that Skokie is. We'll have to have you back on to continue that conversation.
Sounds good. Sounds excellent.
All right. Well, thank you, Trustee Michelle Bromberg from the Village of Skokie, for joining us on the air. We'll continue the conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. After the break, we're going to be checking in with Wendy Katz of Tandem HR, talking about outsourcing. Some great information, and Tandem HR really is a great resource for information and services. That's why we call them the Solution Center. Call them at Tandem HR at 630-928-0510. Get on their website. They have so many great blogs and information. We'll talk to Wendy about some of those. TandemHR.com. And Get Down to Business is also brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. And get on my website, ShalomKline.com. That's where you can download podcasts from past episodes of the show and find out who's going to be on next week on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Keep listening.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic. Right now, the inbound Edens Elston to the junction is stop and go. 21 minutes Lake Cook to the junction. Outbound, you're clear at 19. Inbound Spur is still stop and go from Waukegan Road. Inbound Kennedy River Road toll to Canfield, a stop and go, then slow junction into Pulaski. O'Hare to downtown 24 in from the junction is 11. On the outbound side, Irving Park to the junction is slow. Stop and go junction out to Sayre. Downtown to the junction is 11 minutes in the local lanes, 13 in the express lanes, 28 between downtown and O'Hare. Eisenhower inbound Mannheim to Harlem is slow. Thorndale to the post office 32 in from Mannheim is 19. On the outbound side, you are looking at Laramie to Des Plaines as slow traffic. Old post office to Mannheim is 18. Out to Thorndale is 31. It's currently 82 degrees under mostly cloudy skies in Chicago. Possibility of rain moving in later tonight. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop, high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-900-3142. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-3142. That's 1-800-900-3142. 1-800-900-3142.
As we frequently do, we're checking in with the fantastic, amazing professionals at Tandem HR. And now thrilled to be joined by Wendy Katz, the interim CFO at our good friends at Tandem HR. Wendy, welcome to the program.
Welcome. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, Wendy, the team at Tandem HR are experts on so many areas. But one thing that I love to talk to your team and to Bruce Leon about is about outsourcing. Why is outsourcing gaining in popularity within the finance and accounting areas?
Well, in particular, as you know, the business owners today really need to focus on their strategies, on their products, their services, and their clients in today's increasingly competitive environment. And the ability to outsource a service, particularly something like payroll management, to subject matter experts, allows your companies to really focus on what they do best and let the payroll experts handle the complexities of managing benefits, payrolls, risk, et cetera.
So you mentioned a few examples. You mentioned payroll, benefits. Are there any other examples of activities or functions within the finance and accounting organizations that typically are easy to be outsourced?
You know, anything that's sort of a transactional, standardized process is easily outsourced. So, for example, the management of payables, the management of accounts receivable, the fixed assets or inventory management. Many of those things can easily be outsourced. We refer to those as the kind of back office services. And in addition, it's also possible to look at more strategic initiatives and outsource those as well, particularly when it requires a specific subject matter expertise that you don't have in-house.
And what's happening in our workforce demographics that's propelling the increased popularity of outsourcing?
A number of things. First and foremost, we have an aging, if you will, demographic, but individuals are wanting to work longer than they have in the past, and they also look to more flexible types of work schedules. They bring with them a lot of knowledge and expertise, and outsourcing enables them to continue to serve the business community in perhaps a different way than what historically occurred when you were an employee of a company and worked for the same company every day.
Interesting. So once again, we're talking with Wendy Katz, who's serving as the interim CFO, Chief Financial Officer at Tandem HR. Tandem HR will be sure, of course, Wendy, to share contact information, but so many good resources available at TandemHR.com, and I encourage our listeners to check out that website. So Wendy, so far we've talked a lot about the obvious, no-brainer, easy reasons why a company should consider outsourcing, but what are some of the watch-outs, the caution, the red flags that a company should look for before you start the process of outsourcing? There must be some risks associated as well.
Absolutely, and I think the most important thing before you begin outsourcing is to think about exactly what you want to outsource and why you want to outsource. And as you look at an outsource provider, to make sure that they can provide the types of services and that they have experience doing the things that you're looking for. And it's important to do a lot of diligence around the outsource provider, speaking to some of their other clients, looking at their financial credibility and security. In addition, it's very important to understand that outsourcing doesn't really mean that you're completely turning over responsibility for something. So when you outsource a function, it's key to have somebody within the company be assigned responsibility for managing that outsource relationship and sort of be a contact person. It's also important for you to be able to document and standardize your internal procedures so that if someone else comes in and helps you and supports you with some activity, such as the payroll, that you have good procedures internally that are well communicated to your outsourced provider.
So you can't just put it on autopilot and assume everything is going to work great. I'd also add it's probably important to set some goals and metrics in the relationship as well. And outsourcing doesn't necessarily need to be just to fill a short-term need. I've seen some good examples, Wendy, I'm curious to hear your take, on some good long-term outsourced relationships. But the key to those successes, from what I've seen, is that, again, they are well-managed and there's goals associated, sort of like you would do for an employee as well. Wendy, do you feel the same way? Have you seen some successful examples of that sort of relationship?
Absolutely, and as you said, Shalom, the key is to set some metrics up front in terms of what your goals are and how you're going to measure success. And it's important to have scheduled and regular sort of check-in points to make sure you're accomplishing those goals. And I think in many outsourced relationships, particularly as they evolve, those goals may change because the needs of the company change. The ability to rely on your outsourced provider may morph, based on how competent you become and allowing them to take on more and more responsibility.
As well as, of course, changes within the company as well.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, Wendy Katz, we're running out of time. Wendy, we would love to continue the conversation with you and with Tandem about outsourcing and so many other areas that you have so much guidance and information for our listeners. But to start off, Wendy, how can people get a hold of your team over at Tandem HR?
If they would like more information about the company, they can look us up on the website at www.tandemhr.com. We can also be reached through the main number at 630-930-9280510. Thank you.
No problem.
And, I would strongly encourage people to look at the website and look at some of the podcasts. It talks about a lot of the complexities that are occurring today in the area of employment law, employment benefits, and how Tandem can help you navigate through some of these very complex waters.
Absolutely. Wendy Katz of Tandem HR. Once again, the website is tandemhr.com. Phone number 630-928-0510. After the break, we've got a ton of additional advice information for all of you business owners out there. Don't touch that dial.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plan. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back on the show that's all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship, you're listening to Get Down to Business. So you can find out about all of my events at ShalomKlein.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. Organizations used to be able to cook up a successful sales team with a few basic ingredients, a quality product, a compelling compensation plan, and a simple training program, and effective sales training and tracking. Not so much anymore. Millennials, and I'm included in this, have changed that recipe. Millennials are the youngest generation in today's workforce. They offer different services vastly from those generations before them, and that's especially true when it comes to sales. Millennial salespeople are confident, self-expressive, liberal, upbeat, and open to change. They come of age immersed in technology and instant communication. Their expectations for work and personal life are sky high. It should come as no surprise, then, that this unique generation has tremendous potential for great results in sales, but millennials require a new style of management to foster that success. Here are 7 essential tips for effectively managing millennial salespeople. Figure out what really drives them. Millennials are idealists, often focusing more on social impact or personal fulfillment than how much money they make. They also tend to live at home with their parents longer than those of previous generations and put off marriage and child rearing. As a result, some millennials are less driven by the need for financial stability than the quest for work-life balance of community contribution. Figure out what really drives your millennial staffers so you can motivate them effectively, and you can help them see the client's perspective. Because millennial salespeople sometimes sell to older clients, they'll need to understand and connect with them. Teach your millennial sales team that 55-year-old prospects won't have the same outlooks or aspirations as 27-year-olds. The baby boomer client might be highly motivated by financial security, say, while a millennial one could be driven by convenience and flexibility. If millennial salespeople fail to understand the perspectives of those from other generations, they will struggle to maintain relationships with some clients and close sales with many prospects. Train, 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 and then train some more. Millennials might be overeducated for their entry-level jobs, but you should still provide them with extensive training. Baby boomer parents have instilled millennials with an appreciation for continued education and focus on what they do, not when. The idea of a 9-to-5 workday is not just foreign to most millennials, it's abhorrent. If left to their own devices, these young salespeople might head off to the gym at noon, but that doesn't mean they're not hardworking. They'll likely stay late at work to finish what they've done. And many organizations struggle to manage their millennial salespeople by requiring them to work certain hours. That is harmful to productivity. Give them lots of feedback. Most millennials are called trophy kids. Their generation wants glowing recognition and lots of it. Remember that this generation grew up receiving awards and trophies for nearly every endeavor, whether it's taking last place at Little League tournaments or fifth place at a science fair. Set their expectations for success. Millennials grew up with instant gratification, fast food, instant messaging, and a 24-hour news cycle. As a result, this generation looks for fast results and is likely to get bored quickly. That means, you know it, job hopping. Millennials might stay at each job for only a few months to a year, leaving for greener pastures if their expectations aren't met in a timely manner. Instead of viewing this negatively, embrace it. Find the right environment that you can create and ask for their help. One of the best qualities of members of millennial generation is that they're collaborative, team-oriented workers. Take advantage of it. How do you motivate and engage your millennial sales team? Let us know. You can get on my website, ShalomKlein.com. I always love feedback on the show and certainly on these conversations about sales teams, social media. We have so many great conversations on Get Down to Business every week. And now your networking tip of the week. Silence is golden, but the ability to listen is priceless. When engaged in a conversation, focus in on what the other person is saying. You may pick up on leads and ideas you didn't expect. Listen, listen, listen. That's the recipe for success. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR. You heard from Wendy Katz on this show. They're your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them simplify@tandemhr.com. What a great show. We had Leslie Kahn talking about ergonomic consulting, trustee Michelle Bromberg from the Village of Skokie, and Wendy Katz from Tandem HR along with the new Playmaker Spotlight. Get on my website. Tell us what you think. Download podcasts from the show and find out who's going to be on next week. ShalomKlein.com. To success, let's get down to business.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years,